Words of Wisdom 126, on internal scripts, rest, and extraordinary effort. 1. Be mindful of your internal scripts, the way you talk to yourself and others about who you are. One of the quickest ways to prevent yourself from learning a new skill or developing a new practice is to limit your identity and to not focus on what you enjoy about the process. For example, I'm not a morning person versus I crave the early morning quiet. I could never do that versus why not me? I'm not a runner versus I enjoy getting outside. I'm an athlete. 2. Wisdom is more than knowledge. Wisdom is using a constellation of knowledge to live in a skillful way that is good, true, and beautiful. Wisdom embodies virtue, knowing, loving, and doing the good with joy as you walk in the Spirit. 3. Being intentional is focusing on meaningful action. Meaning is determined by your values and God's direction. Slow down. Reflect in silence. Taking meaningful action over the long run compounds your results. Quotes: ordinary effort, ordinary results. Luck is the residue of design. Be steadfast. The anvil outlasts the hammer. By Ethan Hawke in his book, Rules for a Night. Have you ever felt that you needed the time and space to let your soul catch up with your body? That's a good indication your soul needs rest. Doing nothing is doing a lot. The capacity to do nothing is actually evidence of a lot of spiritual growth. The French writer Blaise Pascal wrote centuries ago, "I have discovered that all of the unhappiness of men arises from one single fact, that they are unable to stay quietly in their own room." In solitude, we liberate ourselves from the pressure of the world. You don't do that by going into solitude with a list of things you want to work on. You don't even approach solitude with the expectation that you will come away with some deep spiritual insight. It's not about what you're going to do. It's about what you're not going to do. In solitude, you rest. By John Ortberg in his book, Soul Keeping. Questions: what practice do you need to develop? One of increasing your knowing, your loving, or your doing? What internal script can you practice improving? What is the most meaningful action you can take today that will shape you 5 years from now if you stick with it daily? What is something you can do today for the pure joy of it? Use these questions as a journal prompt and to guide your prayers this week. End note: seek cycles of extraordinary effort and deep rest so that you can flourish. Live wisely, Josh.